This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here from the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being engaged, being involved. Just so much going on. And again, I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time. I hear that tonight's debate was more of a food fight than anything else. You know, seriously, when you think about this and when you think about the people that are out there, you think about the people that are talking with each other, dealing with each other. What are they asking to go to the bathroom? I don't get it. Anyway, Swalwell was there. Anything where Swalwell is, there's got to be an entertaining evening, right? Don't you think? Seriously, the guy. If he was any further out in left field, he wouldn't be on the planet anymore. Okay, that's kind of how I see it. That's how crazy he is. So apparently, according to Biden's staff or people close to him, he's not listening to his debate prep team. He's set in his ways, and they're not very happy. Right? But you got a guy that's been in politics for decades. And I'm not trying to be mean. You know, if you understand politics and you understand how it works, you're not going to tell him what to do. He's won races before. He's been in Congress. He understands how Washington operates. I mean, my question would be, you've got, and forgive me, young people, but you've got young people out there that think they're going to tell this man what to do. I want to know why he's not listening. Right? Come on. He's got the experience. And he's from what we all refer to, if you would, as the old guard. You're not going to fix that. You're not going to turn that around in a heartbeat. It's not going to work that way. You know, these old-time politicians, they're used to doing something a certain way. That's it. End of discussion. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I'm being a little rude, but I think you can understand why. I'm looking at a lot of the comments that were made. What's that, a circus of donkeys? You know, I'd love to go over. You should go over, if you've got a second, go over to one of the Dem sites and see what they're saying. Because they probably said, boy, what a pack of geniuses we have, or whatever, and how wonderful it was. You know, at one point, it looked like Kamala Harris was going after Joe Biden. I mean, let me put it this way. If I was in the room, I would have left. And it wasn't even aimed at me. I would have left. Because there was some pretty scary-looking things going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, the fix, if you would. I had two stories set up that I want to do with you guys. They were great stories. I don't know what happened to them. This is why I hate computers. They hide, you know, they hide stuff on you, right? Did I do the story? Yeah, I did. No, I didn't do that one. You know, we've been hearing a lot about the we've been hearing a lot lately about you know Obama's scandal-less administration. his team, the whole nine yards. You know, Joe Biden's out there touting that kind of stuff, too. Touting that kind of stuff. And when you really run it down, and you really want to pay attention, Obama was one of the most fined presidents before, you know, during his campaign than any other. And it wasn't because they made some, you know, minor accounting mistakes. It was flat out totally because they were hiding things and they wouldn't respond. They were fined almost $400,000 by the FEC, which is the Federal Election Commission. Right? And back in 2008, when you go through the records, because the FEC audited them, they found that the committee had failed. Not they made a mistake. They failed to disclose a couple bucks, no, millions of dollars in contributions. And when they were told to refund them, they dragged their feet refunding them. Now, the fine was one of the largest ever handed out by the FEC. This is that administration that said they had no scandals, they had no problems. That's right. This isn't his administration. This is only the team that was pre-administration who a lot of those people moved into the administration. Right? The FEC, not the Republicans, said that Obama campaign failed to disclose, are you ready for this one? The sources of 1,300 large donations. I'm sure that was 20 bucks or more, right? But those donations accounted for almost $2 million. Right? And the campaign says they must report donations of $1,000 or more within 20 days. Many of those donations were over $1,000. Obama for America was also fined for untimely resolution of excessive contributions. So when you get too much money for somebody, you got to give them back the difference. That campaign accepted over $1.3 million in contributions that came from donors who had already given $46,000, the maximum allowed by the FEC. Wow, $46K. Where did they come up with these numbers? That's what I want to know. Why not 45? Monk would be going out of his mind. Right? You want 45 or 50. Campaign eventually refunded the excess cash, but didn't do so within the 60-day window it's supposed to. I mean, it was like they broke rule after rule after rule after rule and didn't seem to care about it. Now, can you imagine if Trump did that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now, 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, somebody called it, what was this, Circus of Clowns or something? I had the Beta Clowns tonight. I thought it was kind of funny myself. Look, here's the funny thing about it. If you go back and listen to the interviews and the shows I did when the 16 or 17 or 18 or 27 Republicans were on stage, I made fun of them, too. I mean, I want you to think about something. All those people say Trump isn't presidential. Do you realize that he cut the legs off of, what, 15 other seasoned Republican candidates? And most of the time with two or three word responses. Right? I just made them crazy. And you guys know, some of you guys know my funniest one, or the one that I love the most. First of all, you know, what do you call people? You know, what was it? Lazy so-and-so, no energy so-and-so, and all that. Right? Lion Ted. I mean, these two word names that he gave him, or things that he would throw out during the base, he was cleaning house. And I knew he had it, right? I knew he had it when he said, when Ted was talking about our military. And somebody asked him, you know, would you spend more money? Would you this? Would you that? We spend X amount on the budget now. How would you strengthen the military? And Ted went into this whole, actually, he put me to sleep. The way he was explaining how the, you know, GDP works and percentage of this, and most countries do that, and we need to build this, and before the percentage, and like, okay, we get to the end, yes or no, would you rebuild it or not? Nobody understood his answer. Most people's eyes glazed over. They get to Trump, and what's he say? Basically, you betcha, I'm going to throw money at it. We're going to have the biggest, most beautiful, strongest. When people think about attacking the United States, they're going to think of that military. They go, no, not going to happen. They're too big. They're too strong. People get that. You're speaking at their level. And everybody went wild and applauding and clapping and screaming in the place. And you knew that the non-presidential guy was going to take it. But in this case, I mean, they're not non-presidential. There's a bunch of buffoons up there. Cory Booker. He only disappointed about? Not that he didn't get more airtime. He's disappointed that the legalization of marijuana wasn't discussed in the 2020 debate. I guess that's the thing to be the point. I mean, health care and all that stuff, yeah, it's not as important. I get it. So, he told Insider that he was disappointed that marijuana legalization was not discussed during the first 2020 Democratic presidential debate. He said, I am absolutely disappointed that wasn't an issue. When you see voters turning out on this issue all over the country, the Fed should take this on. Because smoking dope, well, it's important to them. They legalize that. Then they see this, you know, this wonderful, you know, dope doesn't do, you know, we've done story after story, and some of you, actually, I've lost listeners over this. And I'm just going to keep saying, I don't care. This is not your grandfather's dope. This dope is so much different than we had in the 60s and 70s. It does so much more damage to the young mind. And you Dems, you say you care about the young, you say you care about seniors, you don't give a blankety blank. You're looking at how much money you're making off of taxes with this stuff. Booker went on and said, I'd like to see the federal government end its making marijuana illegal and pull back and let the states do what they want to do. But I'm also one of those, I wish he felt the same way about gun control or Second Amendment. Let them handle everything. I'm also one of those people that thinks you can't talk about marijuana if in the same sentence you're not talking about expunging the records of those Americans who have criminal convictions for doing so. Right? And he said, in all fairness, the last two or three presidents admitted to doing it. I don't know if George W. admitted to it, but he definitely was a drinker. He admitted to that. Booker said that ongoing federal prohibition was a crisis for the U.S., not only because it's incredible. We have a country where sick people can't get access to urgency. Yes, they can. I'm so tired of hearing this crap that they throw around. The thing is that they want to turn you into big, lazy blobs. You can get the medication you need. Do you know that a lot of medication companies, a lot of the drug companies, they have foundations and ways to get grants to get the medication that you need? So I'm not joking. I'm serious. You just got to do a little work. And the same thing with health care. You want health care? You need services? It is almost impossible not to get service for your health care needs. You just got to do a little work. And somebody was talking, I know it was Larry Elder. I'll give him credit for this one. When he's talking about incarceration rates of, you know, African-American, or as he puts it, I agree with him, black families, Hispanic families, you have to look at the percentages around you. You have to look at what's going on in the cities around you, where they're arrested. What's the percentages of blacks to whites? I mean, seriously, if you arrest a white guy in an all-black neighborhood, he's got a bunch of stuff in his trunk that doesn't belong to him, he should go to jail, right? Don't you think? The senator went on to say that war on drugs was actually a war on people. Okay, sure. Roughly 62% of Americans in a fall 2018 Pew Research Center survey said they believed marijuana should be legalized at a federal level. But see, if I knew that marijuana was like it was in the 70s, I might be one of the yeses. But because I know where it is and I know what it's about, I know what's going on with it today, no, I'm a no. Sorry, guys. Check the box. No. It's so much more potent. It's got so much more drugs in it and other things like that. No, absolutely not. It's not because like I'm against drugs. That's not it. I mean, they're talking about legalizing shrooms. I think it's in Colorado, right? Is that where it is? Yeah, because they don't have enough trouble now.
Oakland?
I know. It was in Oakland, mm-hmm. Just in the. Yeah, so they're talking about.
Denver. Sorry.
Denver. Well, Denver and Oakland are pretty far away. You know that, right?
What did Oakland propose as well?
Shrooms, drugs, hallucinogenics.
Both.
We've lost our minds.
It's both places.
What's that?
It's both Oakland and Denver.
Oh, Oakland and Denver. Okay, there you go.
Coyote as well.
Even if one place is looking to do it, you need to know if they were high when they decided they were going to do it. That's what I want to know. Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should drug test these legislators before they go into session. What do you think? Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's night two of the Democratic debates, and it's all about Joe Biden tonight. The former vice president could solidify his status to win his party's presidential nomination, but more than 2 months into the campaign, noteworthy for the candidate's limited interaction with the public, right now Biden sits at 32% in the Real Clear Politics average of national polls, with Sanders next at 16.9% and Warren third at 12.8%. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are now able to pass a piece of bipartisan legislation. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion aid package. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says it's important to get emergency funding to those who need it.
We have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available.
Republican Mitch McConnell says, what was the holdup in the first place?
They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I really appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me know how much you disagree with me. Look, again, I plan on having a dope expert on, Kerry Quashin. I'm going to try to get him on again with us next week. And, again, you know, in the 70s, I smoked dope. And, yes, I did inhale. Sorry, Mom, but that's just the way life was. I did not take that into my adult life for whatever reason. Did not enjoy it. Matter of fact, when I smoked a joint, it was bedtime because I just go, you know, I'm out, done, finished. And but it was, there wasn't anything really in it that would hurt you, if you would. And today, between the chemicals and the way they bring it up and how much more potent it is and what they're, you know, what they're finding out in the teenagers and what have you, you just got to step back and go, okay, if you really care about the kids, let's be serious about this. Who thought that vaping was a good idea? What a piece of, what a BS defense to say, well, it's better than smoking cigarettes. Well, I don't know, but we're you know, I took biology in high school. I didn't pay attention to a lot of things, but the thing I do remember... Now, if I'm wrong, one of you should tell me. The lungs were made to take in oxygen, right? And disseminate that oxygen in your blood system. It doesn't know what to do with smoke. It doesn't know what to do with water vapors. It doesn't know what to do with any of those chemicals that are poured in it. They were made just to take in air. So you can't tell me, well, this is, we've created this product called vaping. It's just water vapor. You know, like, what's in the air? There's water vapor in the air, you know. Haven't you ever used a dehumidifier and you see it pull water out of the air? So everything's fine. If you bought that, you were high when you were listening to it. Had to be. What we do to our kids is sinful. Just thoroughly sinful. And let me get off of that before I really get nuts. Okay, back to another one of tonight's comments, which was just wonderful. Just wonderful. Castro, and I talked a little bit about this earlier, but I didn't go through it. Castro said women should have the right to abortion. Now let that sink in. Oh, I'm sorry. Transgender women should have a right to abortion. So, unless I got, and send me an email if I'm wrong. Transgender women. That means they were a male that became a female. Now, you may have the external parts to make that happen. But you ain't got the internal parts. And if you go get a, if you go get charged for an abortion as a transgender female, that's a problem. Somebody's charging you for a nothing burger. How's that? Here, take a listen. This is always good.
Secretary Castro, this window is for you. All of you on stage support a woman's right to an abortion. You all support some version of a government health care option. Would your plan cover abortion, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, it would. I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice.
And, you know, did you see how he did that? I believe in reproductive justice. Almost like the Trump says China, you know? China. He knew. That was one of his words, right? He knew. De Blasio, right away, he's writing it down like, oh, I'm going to remember that. I'm going to put that down here on this piece of paper. But seriously, you know, what is it? The more ludicrous, the more crazy, the more they want to use it.
What that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion. More than that, everybody in this crowd...
I say, how do you clap for him? Are you that ignorant? And again, this has nothing to do with the rights of a transgender. Absolutely nothing to do. You can't have a right to nothing. Look. They're putting, what was it, the tampon dispenser in the men's rooms, right, to take care of transgender men. Help me out. If parts and pieces, I mean, are you really a transgender male if you haven't had the parts and pieces replaced? I'm just asking. I mean, the logic behind some of the stuff they come up with is just amazing. Let's hear. I don't even know what the rest of this is, but it's only a couple seconds. I've already been entertained by Mr. Cruz. Let's see if I can be some more.
And watching at home knows that in our country today, a person's right to choose is under assault in places like Missouri, in Alabama, in Georgia. I would appoint judges to the federal bench that understand the precedent of Roe v. Wade and will respect it. And in addition to that,
will you also make sure that they take the initial... No, seriously, this is. I love the way they throw this stuff out like they actually know what they're talking about. Would you take the initial ruling of the Supreme Court and stick to it? Or just what your perceived ruling is about? Because remember, the initial ruling did not include, would not allow, late-term abortion.
Make sure that we fight hard as we transition our healthcare system to one where everybody can get and exercise that.
I just want to throw up. Actually, I did throw up in my mouth. It's not much different. I mean, I'm telling you, it is not... These are dementia forms. And I'm sorry if I've insulted somebody who has somebody that they love that has dementia, got it. But really, that's how they're coming off. That's what they sound like. How would you like a moment of sanity from a place that usually we don't get a moment of sanity from? The Mexican state of Sinaloa, they have decided that marriage is between a man and a woman, and only one of each, not multitudes. They're so backwards. That's what it is. In Sinaloa state in northern Mexico, legislators rejected a bill that sought to redefine marriage. It was a narrow vote, 20-18, but Sinaloa state legislators, they voted against amendments of the state's family code. This means that the Article 40 of the Sinaloa family code will continue to define marriage as consisting of one man and one woman. Boy, amazing that they thought in the past to do that anyway. With equal rights, duties, and obligations, with the possibility to generate human reproduction in a free, responsible, and informed way, the bill offered... by a leftist in a legislator would have replaced a man and a woman with persons. Why? While it was primarily members of the leftist national regeneration movement, of which Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador is the leader who pushed for the bill, there were some who broke with the party on the issue on June 18th. However, it was members of the Institutional Revolutionary Party, PRA, the National Action Party, PAN, and the Labor Party, among others, who voted to defeat the bill. These are supporters of marriage. I mean, coming out of Mexico. So what does this tell you? That if the Republicans would get off their butts, all right? No, seriously. If Republicans would get off their butts and start fighting this stuff, for real, start pushing back, start reaching out to the Hispanic communities and others among them, they are more on the side of traditional values than even we know. You know, California, as crazy as it was, they voted on a law to marriage between a man and a woman. And when that was shot down by the Supreme Court in California, they then voted, and it didn't narrowly pass, they then voted for constitutional amendment to make marriage between a man and a woman. And that was shot down by the California Supreme Court. Now, the only way they could get that, the only way they could beat that, the only way they could make that happen, they had to have the Hispanic vote, because the Hispanic vote is a large part of the vote here in California. So it ain't that, you know, again, if we would learn how to reach out to these people, if we'd learn how to deal with these people, that doesn't mean you give in to everything that they want and you buy the fact that, you know, even though they're illegals, they deserve to be here, they blah, blah. No, I'm sorry. See, I come from a family of legal immigrants. People who couldn't swim across a small river. They had to come over, actually come over in a boat. They had to actually give stuff up and come over. Alliance, the ADF, attorneys filed a federal lawsuit Monday on behalf of a church-run grade school in Baltimore. You know, with all the nasty things going on in Baltimore, people being shot and killed, you would think they would embrace these, faith-based schools that want to help out, that want to house these kids, that want to get these kids all learned up. Joe Senior Host, you'll see the real side. Be back with more of this after the break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Listen to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. It'll be part of the conversation. We got a lot going on. A lot I want to talk about. A lot we're moving through. If you head up to the website, a couple of things you can do to help the show. Number one, numero uno, you can just donate. That's straight dollars right into the show. We'd love to see it, love to have it, love you to engage and get involved at that level. Or the other way to do it is buy a coffee mug, buy a T-shirt, buy whatever, and that way there, some of those proceeds go to us as well. And again, you see it, I was just going over the numbers with Cody before we when we went to break. And some of you have noticed on Facebook alone that, well, maybe you haven't noticed, but the numbers for us, again, have dropped significantly. And it's because they're throttling people like me back. And it's the same thing on Twitter and a few other things that we're doing. So they do. They and we don't have the money that the big guys have. to fight these people. June 26th. I want to do one of those Dateline things. June 26th, Los Angeles. I just don't have the background sound. Anyway, so the Alliance Defending... I started to do this before with the break. The Alliance Defending Freedom, also known as the ADF. They filed a lawsuit on Monday on behalf of a church-run grade school in the Baltimore area after Maryland officials revoked the school's eligibility to participate in a voucher program that benefits low-income students and demanded the school pay back thousands of dollars for previous participation in the program. Now, the Bethel Christian Academy offers a faith-based education to more than 280 students in Baltimore metro area, including students from over 40 different nations, children who recently immigrated, and families with different or no religious affiliations. Now, while over 20% of the students receive some financial aid, many families were able to afford sending their children to the school to participate in Maryland's Broadening Options and Opportunities for Students program. So, in August of 2018, just weeks before the school year started, Maryland officials abruptly notified families that they can no longer use their Boost vouchers to educate their children at Bethel. Now, Bethel Christian Academy offers an academically rigorous and caring Christian education in a diverse environment. That's according to the ADF legal counsel. Unfortunately, Maryland's bureaucrats are telling the low-income students that his high-quality education can't be an option for them. And it's only based on the school's disbeliefs. Isn't that wonderful? School's got a great reputation. Actually doing better than some of the public schools there. And yet you're not allowed to send your schools there. Isn't that wonderful? Worse still, the state's now demanding that Bethel pay back over $100,000 from the 2 years of participating in the program, which is a serious problem. Now, Maryland law forbids participating Boost schools from discriminating in admission on the basis of sexual orientation, among other things. When Bethel applied to participate in the program, school officials truthfully stated that the school does not exclude students because of their sexual orientation. Sometime prior to 2017 or 18 school year, the Department of Education started reviewing websites of participating religious schools and demanding that those schools send in their student handbooks. Right? So they sent theirs in, and they got disqualified because it has a Christian belief about marriage. It has a Christian belief about sexuality. So does that mean that these schools, maybe they're public schools, but the administrators are maybe all Christians? Do they all get fired? Good luck with that. Let's see how that works. The state's refused to play by its own rules while Bethel fully complied with the program requirements. Now, Maryland let its hostility toward Bethel's religious views, not the law, decide the school's eligibility. Maryland's families deserve better. That's why we're asking the court to address the state's hostilities. You know, and this is stuff, again, you've got to fight. You've got to push back. And there are places like the Alliance Defense Fund that will work with you. Even if you don't have the money, they'll work with you. We can't let them keep winning. They can't keep running us off the field. It's not right. At least I don't think it is. How's that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the being part of the solution, if you would. You know, we're coming up on an election year. You all know that. I'm not telling anything new, right? Have you yet thought about your level of involvement? What are you going to do to make it better? What are you going to do to help somebody get elected? I mean, easier than not is, what are you going to do? If anything. You've got to get informed on these people you're voting for. I mean, if you say, well, I don't know, so I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to this. I'm not going to that. No. No, you need to get involved. You need to understand. And especially my Christian friends will say, well, no, not really. No. God tells you to vote. I haven't decided yet what to do your homework for you, but God tells you to vote. So if you're a Christian, you're sitting at home and you're saying God doesn't want to be involved, you need to, I don't even know if you have a Bible in your house, but if you do, you need to go to that Bible and find out that you're wrong. You know, it just gets... Oh, God. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, if you want to get your point across. But remember, I keep telling you, put TRS in the subject line, because sometimes there's so many, what do I want to call them, sale mails, where they're trying to sell me something online. And I go through them pretty quick, because I'm like, yeah, okay, no, not one of us. So if you put a TRS, at least I know you're a listener. I know you're somebody that wants to get involved, that cares. All right, a couple more crazy stories, huh? Let's do a few that should send you into shock. How about, oh, this is a good one. Montana governor vetoes free speech policy, but the higher education commissioner, he has something else in the works. So the Montana Board of Regents has opened a review into their college free speech policies. That's after the Democrat presidential candidate, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, he vetoed legislation aiming at tightening the protections on college students' free speech rights. Now, why would a man running for president not want to ensure a student's free speech rights? Right? Now, when you read these things, the thing you have to be careful of, we had a bill in California, was the Healthy Child Act. And you're thinking, forget anything else that's in there. You're sitting here thinking to yourself, who'd be against that? Healthy Child Act? My God, it's like, you know, a food act, right? Let's make sure every child eats every day. Well, if it was dog food, it wouldn't be that great now, would it? But at least if you get something to eat, look at the ingredients on a dog food can. You already eat half that stuff anyhow. But you got to watch how this stuff is worded, what's actually in it when you get done with it. He went on to say nothing is more important in Montana University system than free speech, academic freedom, and the free exchange of ideas. Montana Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian. He said, I reported to the board last month that I have asked our campuses to review their policies and procedures pertaining to free speech and to share information with our system office. The review is currently underway. Sponsored by Republican State Rep. Mike Hopkins, the bill would have prohibited free speech zones on college campuses across the state and would require the public institutions of higher education to have policies that protected free speech. See, so when you see something that says it's a free speech act, it doesn't mean it's a free speech act. It could be a lack of free speech act. I love it. No, it is so great to understand that these guys have so mastered this that they can make you jump on pounding on someone when the bill isn't really what they say it is. I love that stuff. I think that's hilarious. And this was sponsored by, you know, the Republicans. This is, I mean, again, you've got to pay attention. In the coming years, you're going to see more and more of this. You're going to see more and more of them, you know, hiding things, twisting the conversations, twisting things that are going on they're fighting for to try to get you to vote for them. We had a couple of those here in California where they twisted the title. The Attorney General is the one that titles bills when they come up. Which is just nuts. Head up to the website. Take a few minutes after the show. Go over to the website. Little donation, $5, $10, $15, $20, $20,000. You can leave your money to us. And there's so much going on up there. You want to read the stories, comment on some of the shows. It would be great. It would show us that you were listening. It drives traffic to the site. There's so much more going on there. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, and don't be stupid, because I want you back here tomorrow.